Welcome to Mindfulness for Sales Professionals. I'm Joy Raines.
And I'm Bill Raines.
And we're here to help you increase sales the mindful way.
Let's get started. Our topic today, selling with purpose.
Yes. And when times are uncertain, it becomes even more important to sell with purpose. So you can't control the uncertainty that's happening outside yourself, but you can control your response. And it's important to have a sense of certainty within. So when you contact a customer, be certain why you're contacting them. Know the purpose of your call.
So when you're following up, you know your action plan is what you're saying. You're not just calling to throw something at the wall.
And see what sticks.
Right.
Yeah. You're calling with a very clear purpose in mind. And when you as a salesperson are clear with your communication, it can give your customer a sense of security. Because the more secure you are in what you're saying, the more secure they'll feel listening to your message. Now, Bill, you told me about a colleague of yours who is having a lot of people calling him right now with a sense of uncertainty, I believe.
Yes, this particular customer has received emails, phone calls, social media interactions, all at folks trying to sell something which he really doesn't need. So the point he was making, contact me with something that I need. So he was getting frustrated with people contacting him without purpose.
Exactly. And it sounds like he was getting overwhelmed too. And that's the last thing you want to do is overwhelm your customer. So when you do get in contact with your customer, know your purpose. Am I calling to qualify this customer and see if we have a path to do business down the road? Am I calling this customer or emailing this customer to set up a video conference where we can have a more in-depth discussion? Know exactly what the contact is about.
It's always important when you're contacting someone to tell them why you're contacting them. If you're just trying to get an appointment, you're trying to set up a phone call, it's just a courteous thing to do.
Right. So be clear within yourself about what your purpose is, and that way you can be clear with your client.
I personally get frustrated when someone calling me trying to sell something, and they're just babbling on about what they have. They don't ask me if it's something I need. It's wasting their time and it's wasting my time when that happens.
So be clear, know your purpose so you can communicate your purpose to your client. And with that, if you like our podcast,
tell your friends.
And please subscribe and stay tuned for the guided meditation coming up next. And please don't do this meditation while you're driving or doing anything else requiring your full attention. Just like it's important to know your purpose when you call your client, it's also important to know your purpose when you sit down to center and quiet your mind. So the purpose of this meditation is to refocus on your breath every time your mind wanders. The purpose is not to stop your mind from wandering. However, it's to refocus whenever your mind does wander. So let's start by taking a comfortable seat with your head and your neck aligned with your spinal column. And without changing the position of your head or your neck, gently lower your eyelids to a soft gaze or a full close. And just for a moment, notice that you're breathing. Noticing the coolness of the air as you breathe in and its warmth as you breathe out. Now bring your attention to your body for a moment. See if you can keep your body relaxed while your mind is still alert, relaxing any tension in your eyes, in your cheeks, in your jaw, your neck, your shoulders, your arms, your hands, just allowing your seat to support you and the ground beneath you to support you, trying to release any muscles that are not being used to support you right now. Now, bring your attention to your breath once again, noticing your chest rising and falling with each breath. And any time your mind wanders, gently shift it back to attention on your breath. Without judgment, without internal comment, simply shift your attention back to your breath again and again and again. Now, as you notice your chest rising and falling, you could even silently say to yourself, rising, falling, to help keep your attention focused on your breath. And again, any time your mind wanders, gently shift it back to your breath. You may want to see if you can keep your attention on just one complete breath. And then the next one. And then the one after that. Now at this point, gently open your eyes and come back to awareness of your surroundings, and know that you can pause at any time and bring your attention to just one breath as a way of bringing your awareness to the present moment with purpose.